Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How can I help you, please?
Well, I'm trying to order that keto something. I don't know. What's it called?
Oh, shit.
The Supreme Keto and the Supreme Cleanse?
The Supreme Keto. It's supposed to let you lose like 30 pounds in a month or something.
You see it? And you haven't placed the order yet?
It won't take my address. It's telling me it needs an apartment number, and I've got Unit B down, and it's not taking it. It won't take it.
Yes, ma'am. And this is in the second address line. You have Unit B?
Yes.
Let's see if you'll let me look at it. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. Can I get your zip code, please?
80234.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Renata Guild, R-E-N-A-T-E, G-U-I-L-D.
You see, I don't think it took your information yet. I do apologize. Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. So the first line of the address, could you read what you have, ma'am? Ma'am?
Yes, 1267 West 112th
Avenue. 112th
Avenue.
Okay, and then in the second address part, do you have that Unit B there?
Well, I tried it with the word Unit B, and I tried it with just a B, and it won't take it.
It won't take it. Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm not sure why it would be doing that. I've never seen it do that before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't get the address in there, so I can't order it if it's not going to come to my address.
You see, if there might be, we are experiencing a little bit of a delay today. You might want to try again in about 15 minutes and see if it's just a technical problem.
I tried it an hour ago, and it's still not working, so.
You see, I do apologize.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.